Yeah, I tried to get my wife to go to see that psychiatrist. I told him when I was in there, I says, Doc, my wife got some problems. She do indeed. My wife thinks she's a refrigerator. Doctor says, well, there ain't no harm in that. I says, yeah, I know, but when she sleeps with her mouth open, the light keeps me awake. Oh, yeah. All right. Amari in the low 20s. Caldern, let me get on out of here. 25 degrees in the Twin Cities, 24 degrees in the suburbs, and it's 62 in Fridley. My wife got up this morning as usual, getting the kids off to school. Remember when your mama used to get you up and go off to school? I remember that. I remember when I was a little boy, about 7 years old. I reckon I was in maybe the second grade, don't you know? One morning, I'm sitting there in class. Teacher, I was sitting in the back of the room. A teacher looks up with her eyeballs at me, and she says, Rex King, what's the matter with you this morning, son? You're looking mighty poorly. And I told her, I said, well, teacher, today, the honest truth, I feel poorly. I'm powerful hungry this morning, teacher. I didn't have no breakfast. No breakfast at all. I'm a starving. Teacher says, well, Rex, I'm sorry you didn't have no breakfast, but let's get back to our geography lesson this morning. Now, Rex, can you tell me where is the Polish border? I said, he's in bed with my mother. That's why I didn't get no breakfast. What are you doing? Why is that the snow? Why?
You fucking dad! I don't believe it.
Hi, this is Jerry St. James along with Michael J. On the inside of your radio, peeking out, playing the hits while you're spraying your pits. Well, the moment we have been waiting for quite some time is at hand. I know it's going to be hairy. No pun intended, but in all seriousness, ladies and gentlemen, our own Michael J. Douglas is preparing now to risk almost certain disaster. He will be the first human being in history to have an actual interview with the dreaded Bigfoot. That interview is next.
Who loves you? Eden Parents Center.
Hey, Minnesota, who loves you? Eden Prairie Center, of course. And today's our grand opening. We're going to love you like nobody's loved you, come snow or come shine. So follow your heart to Highway 169, just south of I-494, and find out what it's like to be loved by a shopping center.
Who loves you? Eden Prairie Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, here at U100, you know, we try constantly to bring you the big news first. And today, certainly no exception. We're proud today to present an exclusive interview with a creature that has recently become the focal point of the entire scientific community. He's been sighted lately on the west coast of the northern hemisphere in an area ranging from California all the way up to the frozen tundra of the north. He is more feared than the abominable snowman. More dreaded than the Loch Ness Monster. More absurd than Rudy Boschewitz and David Eisenhower in drag. Yes, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, U100 and yours truly, Michael J. Douglas, proud to bring you news in the making of first, the one, the only, on-record interview with the dreaded half-man, half-animal, the 7 3/4 foot hair-covered monstrosity known as Bigfoot. He's going to be here. He's here right now. Mr. Bigfoot?
Well, geez. Hi there, big person.
Is Mr. Bigfoot how you wish to be addressed?
A dress? Who's wearing a dress? Do you have any idea how hard it is to find something in my size?
No, I mean, what should I call you officially?
Well, a lot of people have been calling me a closet creature, but we don't have to get kinky about this now, do we?
No. I mean, should I call you Mr. Bigfoot?
Oh, I see. Well, actually, most of my friends just call me Big.
I see. Then I guess it's okay to say you're Big.
Well, I've never had any complaints.
Mr. Bigfoot, yes, we've heard rumors that you and others of your kind have been known to savagely attack human beings. Could you actually kill a man?
Could I kill a man?
Yes, could you actually kill a man?
Well, yes, but it would take weeks.
Mr. Bigfoot.
Yes.
Lots of explorers and scientists have undertaken studies of you, Mr. Bigfoot. They've sent out hunting parties and expeditions to get a close look at you.
Yes, that's true.
How does it feel? How does it feel to know that hundreds of men are chasing you?
Well, it sure beats hanging around the men's room in the bus depot for hours waiting for anything.
Go, Mr. Bigfoot.
Yes.
Quiet back there. Look at you.
Yes.
Look at you. You're over 7 feet tall and covered with hair from head to foot. This must be difficult.
Yes.
What is the biggest problem you face?
Well, actually, keeping clean is tough. I mean, for instance, this morning I washed my face and now I can't do a thing with it.
Do you have any other problems?
Well, yes, actually, one of the biggest problems I have is getting on the subway in New York with all this hair and everything. One time, a guy tried to sell me a drum of industrial strength Nair. Another time, I was attacked by a convention of barbers on Times Square. Geez, that was a close one. I was almost gang-shaved right there.
Mr. Bigfoot. Mr. Bigfoot.
Yes.
What do you do for recreation?
Recreation, well, geez, a lot of times, the bunch of us just get together, we play some party games or something, you know.
Party games? Mr. Bigfoot plays party games?
Yes.
What kind of party games?
Oh, a lot of times we'll play pin the tail on the hunter, spin the scientist, things like that. Of course, other times we'll just sit around and look at some great slides of Greco-Roman wrestlers.
What about your name, Bigfoot? Where does that actually come from, Bigfoot?
If you look down here at the floor, silly, you'll see I'm wearing this pair of size 14 spiked high heels. I mean, those are pretty big feet there, Buster. I mean, silly.
Well, through the process of evolution, down through the ages of time, how in the world did you develop such big feet? Was it necessary for survival or something?
Yes, it was. We need big feet.
Why?
For squashing Eskimos.
I see.
Yes.
Well, do you always wear those, those kinky-looking high heels?
Oh, big, strong, silly you. Of course not. I just dressed up for this interview. A lot of times it gets really cold up there, so what we'll do is we'll just strap a couple of Eskimos to our feet and walk around on them for a while, you know.
You strap Eskimos to your feet?
Sure. Well, they're quite comfy. Of course, you do have to get them resold every so often. The blubber wears out. It's terrible.
Let's be serious. Now, organized religion among the Bigfoot population?
Yes, Mr. Douglas. We're very religious.
Well, how do you mean?
We only eat Catholic priests on Friday.
Lately, you've been the subject of movies, documentaries, recording, and magazine articles depicting you as a fierce, loathsome, and vicious. What kind of position does that put you in?
All prone, mostly.
Mr. Bigfoot.
It's almost over.
I understand that at one time you were considering entering the presidential race and that there was going to be a Bigfoot candidate in the 76 elections. Did you pick up any support?
No, I didn't pick up any support, but I did pick up an interior decorator, a hairdresser, and two drunken sailors.
Well, Mr. Bigfoot, I see our time is just about up. I'm sorry, but before we go, is there anything you'd like to leave our viewers with?
Yes, my laundry. Can I pick it up Wednesday?
No. Any parting thoughts?
Oh, yes. Actually, I've written a poem here for
Mr. Bigfoot has written a poem?
Yes, it's a poem, Mr. Douglas. Here it goes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Bigfoot. I'm mean and fierce, though my voice is not gruff or throaty. But keep your distance and think of me as a fuzzy Truman Capote. Goodbye. That's a good...
Shacking Blue. Whatever happened to that group, boy? They're really good. They had a really nice-looking chicken there, too. It's one of those one-hit groups. One hit and they are gone. Well, anyway, if you're gone out of the house on the way to work this morning, hang on. We got sports next. All the sports is in the sports. We'll check this. Get an official time check here.
Meep.
Thank you, Moose. 26 in front of 8.
Have
oh, no.
Great. With double mint, gum. Choo-choo, double, good, double mint, gum.
Smack.
It's a great, way, to double, your fun. Choo-choo, double, good, double mint, gum.
Oh, come on.
Have a great day.
with double mint, double mint gum. Have a great, great day, day with double mint gum.
Here comes the kitchen.
Sports song again?
No, we don't have to sing that dumb sports song again.
Oh, it's
a good day for washing your shorts, and it's a good day for reading the sports.
Sports
day, Olympic sports, Minnesota sports.
Come
on, stupid, hit the wall. Sports, sports. Get it while it's hot.
We got
someday you will wish you sang that song more.
Shut up.
Okay. Well, let's see. What's going on? Oh, it is sports time.
That's right, Jerry.
We've had it. Well, never mind. I won't even tell you.
You better tell him.
No.
I'll tell him.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I was going to tell you something, but you'd yell at me.
I know. Well, tell me.
No. You'll find out soon enough, Bigfoot. Oh, that was an excellent interview, by the way.
Oh, thank you. He was a real savage, wasn't he?
He was indeed. Yeah. A real savage. I was really embarrassed because I went out to my car and listened on the radio in my car. I didn't want to be in here.
Life!
Well, fun sport.
25 degrees in the Twin Cities, 23 and a half minutes before 8. I got to go quickly here to Region 5 AA basketball. Minneapolis South over Minneapolis West, 67-55. Fridley Grace took Minneapolis Southwest, 77-70. Henry over Minneapolis Roosevelt, 60-53. Columbia Heights over Benilde St. Margaret's, 74-54. And Minneapolis North down Brooklyn Center, 72-46. Also, Osseo took Fridley, 51-44. That's in Region 5 AA. In Region 3 AA, Creighton over Woodbury, 73-42. Region 6 AA, Armstrong over Eisenhower, 54-52. Robbinsdale beat Edina East, 58-51. Kennedy beat Edina West, 52-46. Minnetonka over Wayzata, 51-30. District 15, Farmington edged Concordia Academy, 57-47. Brady took St. Bernard's, 58-47. District 17A, D. LaSalle, 59 over the Holy Angels with 38, and Delano took Minneapolis Lutheran 85-55. Here's some more. Region 3 AA, Highland Park over Humboldt, 64-46. St. Paul Central over St. Paul Johnson, 65-48. St. Paul Park over Washington, 56-29. And South St. Paul beat Monroe, 82-50. Region 6 AA, Richfield over Hopkins Lindbergh, 73-58. Oh, there's only a couple more.
Oh, good.
In District 17A, Golden Valley over Waconia, 69-50. In Region 7 AA, Cambridge over Forest Lake, 73-42. District 17A, Marshall University, 86 over Blaine with 63. Region 6 AA, Bloomington Jefferson over Orono with 76-46 being the score there.
I love Orono's with milk before I go to bed. I like the
District
inside.
One AA, New Prague beat Lakeville, 52-28. And one last one here, Region 3 AA, St. Thomas Academy over St. Paul Harding, 65-64. Just for you, see, we read those darn things.
Yeah, we sure do.
Undefeated Moundsview is the favorite in the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tourney opening Thursday afternoon, St. Paul Civic Center. Moundsview survived a rugged Duluth East test in the Section 2 Championships during the weekend to give the Mustangs a perfect 24-0 record, the best mark of 8 teams entered in the state tourney. Augsburg College takes on Gustavus Adolphus tonight in the NAIA District 13 Basketball Championship game in Malby Hall on the Augsburg campus, Minneapolis. University of Minnesota basketball team will be aiming for a 500 Big Ten record this weekend when the Gophers wrap up the season with a road game against Purdue. And Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Massachusetts remained undefeated in, I wasn't going to read that one, the Men's Curling Association National Championships at Wausau, Wisconsin.
Does that have anything to do with hairdressing?
Yeah.
The curling championship?
Gopher coach Herb Brooks' hockey team wraps up its Western Collegiate Hockey Association regular season this weekend with a pair of games against the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. And two-time defending champion Hopkins Eisenhower is favored to win the Minnesota State High School Swimming Championship this weekend. The meet will be held Friday and Saturday at the University of Minnesota's Cook Hall Pool in Minneapolis. Some 315 boys will be there representing 78 schools.
Hmm.
Oh, one last thing. The Pittsburgh Penguins erupted for 4 goals in the second period last night, went on to defeat the Minnesota North Stars 6-2 at Metropolitan Sports Center and in Mattress Sports.
In what?
Mattress Sports.
Mattress Sports?
Yeah, it's called You Take It Best Lying Down. Yes, CW Post Center of Long Island University claims it set a brand new world record in mattress lying yesterday by fitting 60 students, boy and girl students, on a twin-size dormitory mattress. The event was challenged, a challenge to a record claimed by the University of Cincinnati, where 54 students managed to crowd onto the mattress. Long Island male and female students were spread out 10 layers deep, a student spokesman said.
Oh, this is a best thing next to streaking,
the boy student said.
Yeah,
said his girlfriend. It's the next best thing to a lot of things, especially if you're in the middle of the pile. U100 weather, cloudy through tomorrow,
Kinky.
With chance of light snow tonight and tomorrow. High today in the upper 20s, low tonight near 15, high tomorrow in the low 20s, 25 right now. Our sportscast marathon is over.
Hey!
Michael J. with Jerry St. James. What
Boy, you know,
sports.
Crime is everywhere.
That's right, Jerry.
Sure is bad.
What do you mean?
Crime problem is bad.
Yeah.
Sure is bad.
Give me that microphone.
Crime problem sure
money
is bad.
How bad is it?
Oh, pardon?
How bad is crime, Mr. St. James?
I was playing Monopoly last night.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was robbed in one of my hotels.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That was big.
Well, just for that, do you know what I wasn't going to tell you at the beginning of the sportscast?
What?
I'll tell you now.
What?
Possible door.
No,
yes,
no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, I'll break that sucker.
I like this.
I hate that.
We haven't played this
That's
record.
The dumbest
in...
record ever recorded.
Hey, we haven't played this record in a month.
I'm going to come in and break that right on the air.
Oh, please don't. Please
it's on
don't.
Tape, huh?
No, it's on record.
Oh, there
don't
it goes.
Do that. Don't.
I have the dream of basketball jokes. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the
whole neighborhood. Now wait, what are you doing? Wait, that's my favorite. Wait, what are you doing?
My
wait,
mama,
oh, wait, oh, oh, no, wait, that's my record. Wait, hold on a second. Oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. My record. Oh, 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 my, oh, that's my favorite. That's my sports record. Oh, my God. Oh, no, look at that. Look at that. It's a 45 now. Oh, my God. I can't believe destroying station property. The boss will hear about this. See Nightingale right back where we started from at 7:44, 16 in front of 8 on the St. James and Douglas radio program with 25 degrees on the outside, taking you off to work and school on his Wednesday. The hot flash news of the morning is next. In the meantime, we have for you this morning's traffic tranquilizer here from 1973. Ross, touch me in the morning. Kinky. Hey, what do you know? It is 7:48, 12 in front of 8. Where's the...
Oh, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Where's my duck? And now from around the world, across the nation, and up your alley, time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. Brought to you this morning by the National Birth Control Agency, which reminds you that a vasectomy takes the worry out of being close. Well, let me see here. In the news this morning, a study by the National Suicide Prevention Center released recently shows some interesting facts about why and where Americans kill themselves. The study shows that Portland, Oregon has the highest rate of suicide per capita in the nation, probably due to the consistently rainy and bad weather there. The study also shows that the lowest rate of suicide in the nation is among Puerto Ricans in New York. That's because it's hard to kill yourself jumping out the basement. For some time, the Environmental Protection Agency has been urging the banishment of aerosol cans, saying they destroy the Earth's ozone layer. It's going to be kind of awkward. Can you see the police using roll-on mace? A suit. Wait a minute. A suit is being filed today in district court against a plastic surgeon here in Minnesota by one of his former patients. The doctor is being charged with negligence in a case where he was supposed to give a young lady silicone treatments to improve her bust line. However, she is charging that the doctor, through carelessness, injected her not with silicone, but with silly putty, making her bust size go from a 32A to a 48 long. The American Guild. Oh, the American, isn't this dumb? The American Guild of Variety Artists, or as it's known in the trade, AGVA, is getting set to present its annual awards in Las Vegas for Best Performers and Performances of the Year. A new category has been added this year. It's expected that the winner will be Gladys Knight for having the best set of pips in show business. Wait, it gets worse. Some trouble happened here at U100 yesterday when one of our secretaries, Shelley Latarelli, accidentally dropped her bottle of birth control pills into our Xerox machine. Now the darn thing won't reproduce for 30 days. Finally, help me. Finally in the news this morning, Sesame Street. Straighten up. Sesame Street, the long-running, award-winning children's program, just keeps on trucking. Next week, they have their usual lineup of great guest stars who will appear on the program to teach kids the ways of the world. For instance, next Wednesday, Bill Cosby will be on the show to explain the letters A, B, and C, and Dr. David Rubin will be on hand to explain the letters V and D.